12 Rowan House, Sussex Road, Dublin, 4, March 1992. Hello, my dear Sylvia. Your letter gave me a great deal of pleasure, and now I feel I know all of your family.
Little front garden is in lovely colour, spring flowers. A lovely little tree in the centre. It's a prunus cerebata autumnalis. There's a lovely little tiny flowers on it, and it's in full bloom, which it shouldn't be in bloom now. It should have bloomed from November to March, but we had a peculiar winter, an unnatural winter, so I suppose that's the delay. And I have lovely anemones out in daffodils and tulips and primroses and primulas and pansies and all. And I hope the roses will be a success by the time you come. Or they may be finished by then. And I hope you feel better when you do.
This is Granda saying hello and saying thank you very, very much for your request. It was played for me yesterday on RTE, and it was a great surprise. It was for Mr. William Harney, Bagnallstown, Carlow.
But she first said Captain Harney, do you remember?
Now it's all right now. Ma wasn't quick enough to get the beginning of it when she called out Captain Harney, but she got the rest anyway. My Easter was really a lovely one and a lovely surprise to get that request from you, dear. So keep up the good work now and mind yourself and the children. Goodbye once again from Grandad to all in Canada. Bye-bye.
Little front garden is in lovely colour, spring flowers.
I thought I saw you. I thought I saw you. I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you again. I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you again.
I thought I saw you in my dreams. I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you again. I thought I saw you.
Be in bloom now. Should have bloomed from November to March.
I thought I saw you again.
I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you. I thought I saw you.
I thought I saw you in my dreams.
I thought I saw you again. Primroses and primulas.
I thought I saw you again.
Pansies and all. And I hope the roses will be a success by the time you come. Or they may be finished by then. And I hope you have good weather when you do come.
First I was young, and then I was old, and in between I saw the world. First I loved, and then I lost, and then I loved again, all the way from Ireland.
All the way from Ireland. First I loved, and then I lost, and then I loved again, all the way from Ireland.
Then I was old, and in between I saw the world.
All the way from Ireland.
First I loved, and then I lost,
first
and then I loved again,
then I was old,
all the way from Ireland.
And in between I saw the world. First I loved, and then I lost, and then I loved again, all the way
and
from
then
Ireland.
I loved again, all the way from all Ireland. The way from Ireland.
too far long ago, you know. I was only 6 years old, so I can't remember coming over even.
I was born in Dublin, but I live in Canada now.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cot by the sea.
Sir Echo, how do you
and a little green
Tempus fugit, that's what my grandfather used to say. Tempus fugit, how time flies.
And what was that story you used to tell about when you first came to Canada and you were on the train?
That was when I landed in Montreal. My first meal in Canada, back in Ireland, you know, when we had a good breakfast, we called it a mixed grill.
My mother and father came to Ireland in 1956. My father took the train first.
So I ordered that.
He poured sugar on his dinner
looking around
for the salt shaker. It was a very sweet beginning.
And I can't see the pepper and salt shakers. So I guess I probably saw the pepper, but I couldn't. Why couldn't I see the salt? But I saw this great big salt shaker. So I sprinkled the salt all over my breakfast, tasted it, and found it was the sugar. Now sugar in Ireland, of course, came in a bowl with a teaspoon or in the form of lumps. So I had never seen the sugar in this container before, so hence the mix-up. Now, the other memorable thing on that trip was coming by train from Montreal to Vancouver. The train broke down, and it broke down in this little place called Wawa. And I thought it was the oddest name. It's somewhere in Ontario, where, above the Great Lakes. But it was, that was a long trip, yeah, a long trip.
One thing I wanted to say about family was I compare it to a root system.
Then I loved again.
That's what grounds you and makes you feel like you belong.
Sugar plum. That's the story about Carl. When he was a little boy and Michelle was born, he just absolutely adored her. And we'd go shopping and he'd stand outside with her. She was in her pram. And of course, in those days, you could do that. And people would come by and admire the baby, and he'd say, "Yes, she's my little sugar plum." He was so proud of her.
The mountain Kohintok are beautiful today. I guess tall and sleeve Kohintok.
He was so sweet. He was a sweet little boy.
Live for the moment and really enjoy your life while you can.
Standing on the edge of a lake,
the mountains are beautiful,
and watching the waves lap up onto the edge of the sand.
One fellow I know,
and thinking back, you know, like how many centuries,
another fellow who had a
and millennia this has been going on, and how little I'm here for. And I think to myself,
because you just don't know if you're going to be here the next day. So,
and it's
that's my philosophy now, is to try to really enjoy each and every day. You work to live, you don't live to work. So we have to make sure that take time to smell the roses, take time to enjoy family and friends, and enjoy everything that we have.
The one thing I wanted to say about family was
first I loved, and then I lost.
Compare it to a root system. That's what grounds you,
and then I loved again. All the way from Ireland.
That's what my grandfather used to say. Tempus fugit. How time flies.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
I remember that. Did you ever meet Captain Harney?
I remember that.
Tony?
I did.
Yeah.
I think I did, yeah.
We put all your things into the bag there for you, Tony.
Oh, great.
Did you want send those copies for you, Mommy? Give Tom and Joe my very best one. And the rest of the family.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'll walk down with you.
I drive down to the sea. I walk along the seafront. Back to me every day. They sell them over there. And I suppose it's about the one they have. The Joyce Tower. James Joyce. Yeah, actually, the tower was converted into a sort of a museum of James Joyce material. So anyhow, it's from where I park and could walk down there along the sea, turn around the tower, come back down again.
I remember that.
The continuation of where I dropped off. There's some silver in mine too, I see.
Working for his
but through all the long years, between laughter and tears,
my curly hair,
those dries of blue, come smiling through. And if ever I'm left
my curly head baby, I can't remember the rest of it. Dreams come and go, and sometimes the dreams that have gone are not as good as the dreams that are to be. I thought I saw you again. We opened our hearts and let each other in. We spoke of our memories and our places we've been, what we've come to know and our vision
was we've come to know.
I remember your face so very well.
I remember
every line is a story to tell.
Every line is a story to tell.
The tick-tock
of our clock.
The meaning of our melodies.
Different kinds of time. The meaning of our melodies matches the rhythm of our rhymes. We always wanted to travel the world, set our sights on eternity with sails unfurled.
For we are spirit,
more than a form.
Why worry about walls when there are no doors?
Soon it will be my turn to travel with the tide. Soon it will be my turn to travel with the tide. I've heard you say that the water's wide.
I thought I saw you again. We opened our hearts and let each other in. We spoke of our memories and of places we've been, and of what we've come to know and our visions. I remember your face so very well. Every line is a story to tell.
And when our journey is over much, we'll meet by the water and share a cup. There will always be a place for you and a place for me. Out by the sea,
silhouetting free.
For we are spirit more than a form. Why worry about walls when there are no doors? Soon it will be my turn to travel with the tide. I've heard you say it, the water's wide. I've got to know myself what's on the other side. You know this feeling.
Come smiling through to me.
And when our journey is over much, we'll meet by the water and share a cup. There'll always be a place for you and a place for me, out by the sea, silhouetting free. I thought I saw you again. I thought I saw you. I thought I saw you. Thought I saw you. Thought I saw you. Thought I saw you.
Soon it will be my turn to travel with the tide. I've heard you say that the water's wide. I've got to know myself what's on
I'm going to the place where angels live. You can send me your letters there.
I'm going to live on the other side.
I'm going to live on the other side.
Where I can never
fail.
To hear the birds sing.
To hear the rising sun sing.
To hear the birds sing.
I'm going to the place where angels live. I've had too much of this world now.
I'm going to place where angels live.
I'm going home to
integrate. I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my family.
I'm going home to
the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my family.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my family.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my family.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my family.
I'm going to the place where angels live.
I'm going home to my father.
To be with my mother.
We'll meet by the water. And share a cup, and share a cup. There'll always be a place for you and a place for me. Out by the sea, silhouetting.
Hello, my dear Sylvia. Your letter gave me a great deal of pleasure. And now I feel I know all of your family.
Little front garden is in lovely colour of spring flowers. I have a lovely little tree in the centre. It's a Prunus cerebata autumnalis. There's a lovely little tiny flowers on it, and it's in full bloom, which it shouldn't be in bloom now. It should have bloom from November to March, but we had a peculiar winter, an unnatural winter, so I suppose that's the delay. And I have lovely anemones out in daffodils and tulips and primroses and primulas and pansies and all, and I hope the roses will be a success by the time you come, or they may be finished by then. And I hope you'll be ready.